Everyone have fun going to this Tosfos?
No.
Exactly. Okay. Welcome to Tosfos. I'm not... What do we know going to Tosfos? Rev Eliyahu holds what? What does he hold? Okay, that we know. Right, Kshira Mamish. You must tie your tefillin every day. And we can cheat. We know the end game is going to be that Tosfos is going to say no. Okay, good. That's clear. So at some point in time, we're going to have to explain what's the basis for Rev Eliyahu's position that you need to tie every single day, and what's the basis for the other way, which you don't have to tie every day. In order to really flesh out those positions, we have to go through this Tosfos. Tosfos ultimately is giving us information to understand Rev Eliyahu's position, meaning I have to tie every day or not. Is that clear? They would not understand that before you start going to Tosfos, right? You have two possibilities. Either you have to tie your tefillin every single day. We'll get to the logistics of what that means soon, but tie every day, or no tying every day. Okay? Right? Okay. Mati, you're up. That's you. All right, so pick up from where he says, where he starts from, let's see.
Until this point in the Torah, Hashem dictates the
motion,
right?
You have Obadaktik. Everyone see that spot, the Omedaktik?
Yeah.
Okay, go. What does that mean? Okay, don't forget the everyday part. Just be precise. In other words, kshira here does not actually mean to tie. The term kosher, ukshartem, does not mean I must tie. Great. So what does it mean?
The problem is there are two questions. One is, again, there's two things we have to do today.
Nehad Chashiv.
What does the Gemma mean? And two is, how does it solve the problem?
Perek Basra.
Don't get lost.
Shar.
Right, you always have to remember.
Chavastilin, Shar, Shadow, Kaima, Behem.
Moshe somehow ran into him about his
belief.
Impact.
Okay, stop. Okay, good. What is he saying? So he's saying like this. He makes a very nice, simple move. He says, tefillin, right? I don't care about the source. Tefillin is a kesher shel kaima, a permanent knot. Are we all familiar with what a permanent knot is? Yes? Okay, good. Permanent knot. Now, if tefillin is a kesher shel kaima, which means a permanent knot, okay? Let's see, make sure you agree with this. Tosfos is saying, therefore, you can never think that I'd be chayev to untie and tie my tefillin every single day. Because how could that be considered a permanent knot? But, okay, I'm saying the tone for that reason, okay? Again, what's Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying what you would deduce from the fact that we consider the knot on the tefillin permanent, okay? What would you deduce from that? That a permanent knot is not, a permanent knot is not without the K, one, right, that you would untie and tie every single day. So the deduction he makes
is
that...
Is it,
what?
You say, is it?
I said, is not.
Can you say, is it? So you don't say not.
Isn't. I like all right, so again, so permanent means can't be one that I untie every day. Okay, now, Zev expressed some skepticism with this conclusion. Who agrees with him? Okay, good. Why? I know, but before we see that, though, let's just understand his deduction. He's saying, you should conclude, therefore, that it's not a permanent knot. But just without looking what Tosfos says, how do we know that's not true? Yeah. Right. In other words, obvious correct. In other words, we know, let's just use my shoe right here. There's a double knot on my shoe right now. What am I going to do when I get home?
Untie it,
right? But it's still considered a...
How do I give you a fear to untie
me? Let's get the question clear. In other words, Oren, what you're saying at the end of the day, it comes down to one thing. There's two ways you can define what we mean by permanent knot. Okay, notice in my shir, I always like things defined as there are two ways, okay? Unless it's a three of my focus. There are two ways a knot can be permanent. That's true. What are the two ways a knot can be defined as being permanent? Okay, you're all kind of saying it. Rafi, you started the ball rolling. What are the two ways it could be considered permanent?
Unless it never unties, or if it only communicates.
Well, let's take the first one. It can never be untied. Okay. Let's understand what does that mean.
No. There's so, but, no matter what, is it impossible?
No, it can't be. You don't mean impossible, but what? I don't know what it is. The thing is that one way you can define permanence in a knot is, let's look at the structure of the knot. Look at the structure itself. What is this knot structured like? Okay? You can see in the structure that you have permanence. That doesn't mean it can never be undone. But what you can start saying is, you can say there's, again, just use my shoe. But that's a part of the structure of the knot itself. Right. So for instance, if you look at my shoe, single knot, right? If you looked at the single knot, you'd say the structure of a single knot is meant to do what? Right? Exactly. But the double knot, in the structure itself, the doubling knot in the structure tells you that it's not meant to come apart. That's one way to look at it. Okay? Clear? Okay. What I'm trying to show you, Rafi, is that what you're saying is correct as the first step. But what Zev said, the way Zev put it, that's the clearest way to describe it. Or in other words, in methodology, Rafi got us rolling with the first differentiation. You gotta keep pushing yourself down the road until you get. No, you don't have to throw darts. to get it as clear as possible. So the way Zev put it, you can't get clearer than that. You look at the structure of the knot. Look at this knot, it's structured in a certain way. What's the other way to learn that?
Or you could say that
the other way to look at permanence is as far as the function of the knot. What the knot's function is supposed to be. Okay? If that's true, if we go down, now taking those two possibilities, do we look at the structure of the knot to determine if it's permanent? Or do we look at the function of the knot? Now let's swing it back to here. Line them up. Who's who? Remember, Rev Liao holds that I have to tie it every day, but agrees it's a permanent knot. What? That is form, okay? Whereas according to Tosfos or Ben Tam, he's going to say what? It's function. Meaning, functionally speaking, if I'm untying my knot every single day and retying it again, it's not functioning as a permanent knot. As simple hakir in the world. Is that clear? You could take this idea of permanence, by the way, and apply it to many other areas even outside of halacha. It's a big question. What do we mean by permanent? Putting aside the idea of permanence being it can never come apart. Let's ignore that part. Okay? Is that clear? Does everyone understand that? It's a nice, beautiful differentiation. Before Tosfos ends up mucking things up. For now, right? Is that clear? Two ways to look at what a permanent knot is. So what's really good right now, and what this is why it's so important. Tosfos is actually a kasha and Rev Eliyahu. Right? But we've saved Rev Eliyahu, haven't we? We've saved Rev Eliyahu. Rev Eliyahu right now still can maintain that you're required to tie your tefillin every single day. Tosfos doesn't say that, but we can do that. We have the right to save Rev Eliyahu's position. He is still in play. And no checkmate in Rev Eliyahu. Okay? What?
No.
Lo have shalchaima. Okay, so good. All right, so Viter, next point. Haha. Okay, stop. But now here's the problem. If Tosfos's question, remember, now put on your Tosfos glasses. Tosfos holds that Shira does not mean tying my tefillin every day, right? If that's true, now what does Tosfos have to do? Explain. What does he have to explain? What is it? Oh, good, right, exactly. He has to explain. The Torah says, right, the Torah says, Ukshartem la'os la'idecha. And the Gemara says, what do? You say the bracha, Mishas hanacha ad kshira. What the heck does that word mean now? What does it mean? Okay, what does it mean, kshira? Now, I know yesterday I biased you guys because we just did the Gemara and Rashi. You already know that what's he going to say that kshira means? It means securing. But we're going to have to modify that a bit. So keep going in Tosfos, Mati. Mefarsh Ben Tam. Hahiduk. Umitsamsamo. Stop. Okay. Cute move by Tosfos. What's his move? It's a very shrewd guy. Or guys. What's his move here? First of all, okay, let's understand. I know those words are difficult, okay? So let's go through our own personal experience, okay? Every day, for those who put on tefillin, right? We put on a tefillin shal yad, and we put on a tefillin shal rosh. Okay, now, let's be clear, okay? I know already that the Torah only says, ukshatem la'os la'idecha, referring to tefillin shal yad, and v'hayu l'totavos v'enecha, referring to rosh. Let's ignore that for a second, okay? Let's assume for now that there's a obligation, there's an obligation to meniach tefillin, right? To have tefillin resting on my arm and resting on my head, right? We've been focusing on the arm. Let's talk about the head for a second. Oren, how do you put your tefillin shel Rosh on? Okay, now let's divide that up into two steps. Step one, kind of, right? You put it on, and then step two is, right. No, forget the thingies. So you lock it in place. Oh, no, no, so he's going to say that in a second. But first he's saying, by Tefillin Shel Rosh, right, what do we see? We see by Tefillin Shel Rosh, what do you do for your Hanacha? All you do is, I kind of look at it as like, you know, I forgot what the thing is, but one of those things where it's like a spray bottle where you have to unlock it. It's like you put the Tefillin Shel Rosh on and you lock it in place, okay? The locking, though, is your Maisa Hanacha, right? Okay. So Tosos is saying that, what do we see there? But yet he's saying that's like Shira. What do you mean? What do you mean? What's that saying? What do you mean it's like Shira? Okay. But also you can go further, because you can argue that Tosos is saying at this point that there's no reason to assume that there's no idea of Shira by Tefillin Shel Rosh. Understand this point. At this point in Tosfos, there is no reason to assume that tying is not required by the Rosh. But yet we know that's not true, because what do you do by the Rosh? Right. It could be. Ukshartim is not excluding Rosh, so it could be that what are you required to do? Tie the Rosh also. But no, right. Right. But how do we know we put on our Tefillin Shel Rosh? You could say, what is... You know, forget the Vahayu Tatavos. That's how it's resting. But I'm saying, what do? You kind of just... like that. And in doing so, you could argue that is considered like Kshira. And therefore, Kshira doesn't have to mean time. Okay? Keep going. Shalya Kshura Bivlad. What's that case? Dilav Kshura Mamashi. You guys look up what that case was? What's that case? What's that case? Don't look it up? Oh, man. In other words, the term Kshura in the case of a fetal sac attached to the fetus, okay, does not, even though it's called Kshura there, it doesn't mean it's tied to it. It means it's what? Connected. Connected. So you see the term... Well, so it is. It's like, in other words, you're sort of... Is it? If you say so. All Tosos is saying is that the term Kshira, tying, doesn't have to mean that. And we know from this case of cords and fetal sacs and fetuses, right, that it's not a... Over there, it doesn't mean tied. It uses the word Kshira, but it doesn't mean tied. It means it's connected to. So ultimately, all what you could say about Kshira is, doesn't mean it has to be tied, as long as it's somehow secured, in other words, the fetal sac secured to the fetus via a tube, right? The tefillin is secured to my arm via tightening it. That's how he's lining things up, okay? Keep going, Mati. Kekelev. Okay, interesting. I don't know if he meant this. This is historical. I don't know if he meant the leashes we have today, but think about it. If you have a dog, who here has a dog? Right? Okay. That's right, you have a dog. Your dog. I hate your dog. Every time I go to your house. Yes. Yes. Hanacha. Shekasu Kane. Okay, the problem is that now he's not ready to abandon his buddy Rev Eliyahu. So what's he going to say? How does Rev Eliyahu read our Gemara? Well, he can't read our Gemara to mean from Shas Hanacha ad Kshira, because he holds what comes first? It's Kshira. So, okay, turns out Tosos says in the back of the library were some old dusty copies of the Gemara, and turns out the Girsa there was Kshira to Hanacha. I don't care about that. I don't care about that. Okay. Yeah. What? Now he says, Umistavra. Okay. So Tosus is very funny now. What does he try and do? He tries to split the difference, right? And it's very funny. I mean, it's a very funny point. Tosa says, you know what? Fine. One second. I'm gonna split the difference. I'm going to say what? I'm going to say we paskin like normal when it comes to Tefillin Shel Rosh, meaning You don't have to untie and tie it every day. And fine, he says it's a lachol, we'll see later on, a lachol mishri sinai, which I don't care about. But then he says, when it comes to yad, he wants a pasim like Rebbe Elio. Okay? Are you allowed to do that? I don't mean, Oren, are you allowed to do this? I mean, like, in what he's doing right now, is that a sensible possibility? Is it sensible to say, you know what, I'm going to split up the idea of kshira and say that kshira means A, when it applies to Rosh, and B, when it applies to yad? In other words, what I think Yoshua is trying to get at, I think, is that, which is good, I think he's saying like this. In other words, ultimately, and this is just, again, we're not getting to the root of the matter, but it's an important point. Tosos is not buying into Rebbe Eliyahu's svara completely, but he is saying, one second, we know one thing. It says in the Torah, ukshartem lo, I mean, it says ukshartem lo seyedecha. Now, come on, when you read that, it sounds like the Torah is telling you that what do you have to do? An action, right? And the action is to tie. I mean, that's the poshest way of reading the Torah. The simple reading the Torah is, I must tie every day, right? So what he's saying is that unless you have some reason to say otherwise, okay, which later on he says by Tefillin Shel Rosh, Tefillin Shel Yad should be tied every single day. It doesn't necessarily mean he's buying into Rebbe Eliyahu's svara completely. But what he is saying, though, is that you can't get out of the fact that the Torah says, Ukshatem lo sedecha, the simplest, the Occam's razor, the simplest way to go to be to say, right, would be to say, tie your Tefillin Shel Yad every single day, okay? Okay. Okay. Tosos then goes back and forth, showing back and forth, attacking his possibility, defending his possibility. Eventually, he wants to say that what? Yeah, I want to get to Mikvos. Okay. But now Tosfos at the end goes back on this possibility of saying of splitting it, Rebbe Eliyahu and Rabbi Natam, right? And says something. In my opinion, this last case by the mikvah is profound. How so? Mati, skip ahead to where it says. Profound. V'chozreini. You guys see that? It says V'chozreini? Later on in Tosfos. Towards the end. Yeah, V'chozreini Lomar. Nami. Okay, so he says no. There's no idea of tying your tefillin shel yad every single day. Enough of that. That's out. Okay. Oh. How come he didn't go to that originally? We'll investigate that. Okay. I'm going to work backwards. I don't usually do it this way, but I'm going to work from the end point and show you backwards why he did it this way. Yeah. Go on. I know you're familiar with that Masechta, right? Mikvos? Mishnayos? No? Okay. Go on. It's okay. By the way, Hamayim, Chutza, the Aretas. Before we explain what the specific terms mean, very simple thing, okay? Who here has been to the mikvah before? Yay! Okay, so we all know when it comes to going to the mikvah, the water must be able to do what? Touch your entire body, right? Okay. Now, let's say, I don't care why, let's say I am taking my tefillin, okay? My, what do you call it? Let's say I have, not my tefillin stuff. Let's assume I have a large leather strap, okay? That I make a tefillin shel rosh knot in, okay? Okay. And I had to put that into the mikvah, okay? Now, think about what's happening. I'll even draw it out. Think about what's happening here. Remember, the leather strap this big, right? Okay? This represents water, okay? Water needs to touch every aspect of it. Is that clear? Versus, now again, we're gonna call this knot.
Yes, I need to.
Remember, same amount of material going in there, right? But you understand that the water will not be doing what? Exactly. That's the key thing to understand. When you dip the knotted leather strap into the water, it's clear the water will not be touching every single piece of this leather because of the knot. Is that clear? Right? One second. And yet, nonetheless, what do we say?
It's good.
Because it's touching the knot.
A lot.
It's
the knot is an entity of its own.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's made up. Yes, it's made up of all the leather in it, but the knot itself is being touched by
the
water.
Torn up your no. You inverted it. No, what you said is the wrong way to go. You're right, but the wrong position. I'll show you why in a second. You want to say the opposite. I'll show you why. Who cares? I'm in a good mood. I want to make a guitar. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. That's not the right question to ask. We don't care why. Yeah. No. It's like saying, like, imagine on my skin here, I made like a little knot like this. It is. No. There's no internal. It's the knot. It's one thin piece of... No. Consider two-dimensional. Make it easier to picture. Two-dimensional. Okay. All right. So what's Tosos saying? Okay. And then Tosos goes on to explain that there's two kinds of knots. On the Tfilin Seroth, something called chutzah, which we'll put to the side. And then Olav Yored, just to let you guys know what that means, by Tfilin Shoyad means like this. There's a way to make a sub-knot in the knot of your Tfilin Shoyad to be able to adjust the position of the knot itself. Okay? What Tosos is saying is that as long as that sub-knot is not there, meaning all I have is the primary knot of Tfilin Shoyad, okay? Right? If I dip that into the mikvah, it's considered as if the water is touching it. Which means now it's a Kesher Shalchaima. What?
But according to Tosfot, a knot is permanent based off of its function. And that sub knot, its function is supposed to always be there. So why would that?
No, you don't need this. You don't need a sub knot. The sub knot's optional.
But if
who cares? Not a problem. Focus. The key thing to focus on is the fact that it's not all over Yore, which means if it doesn't move, it's considered to be a. As he says in the end, he says, "What's that, guys? I'm going to read one last line." He says, "V'shem v'shma minasha kesher shalchaimahu." He goes back to that point again. He goes back to saying that in this case here, right? In this case here, we see that the knot is a permanent knot. He uses the case of mikvos, this case here, to show that it's a permanent knot. Not this one, right? Not the one from Irvin. This case, the fact that it's dipped into the mikvah. What is he talking about?
Wasn't the first one?
In other words, if you say that it doesn't matter that the water touches every part of the leather, then what you're really saying is that the kesher, the knot itself, is actually no different than any other part of the strap. I know it's going to be hard to imagine such a thing, but if I look at that leather strap and there's a knot in there, from a conceptual standpoint, there's no difference between knots and strap. They're the same. One second. They're the same.
I can help.
Oh,
can
help
explain it.
Oh, yeah. The Mitzvah Rabban is here. Yes.
So like...
And this is the beauty of Tosfos. Over here, which I rushed you guys through, but over here, Tosfos is looking at the knot as what Asher was saying, as almost like separate when it comes to the actual chatzah. And then you have to evaluate what's the structure of the knot. But here he's abandoning that. Here what he's saying is that the knot is really part of the chatzah. It's no different than the leather. I know when you look at it, you see, I'm allowed to say it, you see on that knot, you see on that piece of leather, you say, what do you mean? It's a piece of leather, right? And what does it have on there? It has something different. No, it doesn't. Because you're taking the leather and you're just kind of wrapping it this way and that way and that way, and we call that a knot. But ultimately, is it any different than the object itself? No, it's part of the object. That's why it's considered that the mikvah stuff would work. What?
No.
I think we can modify what we were saying yesterday. Okay? In other words, Tosos now, with all that we've seen in this Tosos, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shasanacha ad Kshira. Okay? We said yesterday, what was our basic idea for what Kshira was yesterday? Which, okay, but better. Like that's factually, but conceptually, what's Kshira?
We said, finishing off,
completing the action. Culmination of Hanacha. Okay? But I had a good way of it's not necessary to say this, but I think what Tosos... He would agree with that essential point. But I think what he would say is, to describe it a little bit differently, it'd be like this, okay? I was thinking of a good nafkamina way to think about the Gemara. No, it can't be. You need Kshira. Kshira is a completion of an Acha. Let me ask you a question. Let's think about a necklace for a second, okay? Because he does bring that amulet case in, okay? It's interesting. What is a necklace defined as being worn on your neck? When it's clasped, right? Right? In other words, you could put the thing on, right? But it's only when it's clasped on that you would say that now it's considered to be what? What? Okay. Oh, one second. Tied around your neck, right? It's considered at that point tied around your neck. But what would you say? You would say worn, okay? You're not wearing it until that clasp is complete, right? Well, so basically what we were saying yesterday, yeah, that's it. We were saying yesterday that's what Kshira is doing. Kshira is a culmination of anacha means. It's similar to how you look at a necklace, you know? But I'll tell you what the difference would be. There is a case that's a little bit different. What about, the difference would be like this. The difference is the difference you're saying when you put your necklace on versus, let's say, tightening your shoelaces. You ever put your shoe on, right, before you tighten your shoelaces? How would you define the relationship between your foot and your shoe? You would say that, right? Great. No, it's 100%, I agree. See, that's what Tosis is saying. There's something more, Aaron, I 100% agree with you. Tosos does is alluding to the fact that it has to be a is much more of a practical rationale why kshira is required by Yitzvil and Shalyad. Because if you don't do kshira, what's going to happen? It's going to fall off. You don't have that by Rosh. That's why he makes that distinction before. Agreed. Does everyone understand this? I like this idea a lot, personally. Yes. All right. So now, good. By the way, we're not even close to, we're not yet done with how this whole thing works. There's a huge puzzle called the Nachas Tefillin. Now we have two pieces in place. Okay. One second. How do we look at the relationship of the knot to the tefillin? Do we say the knot is a separate entity altogether, right? Or do we say no, that really the knot is no different than the leather itself? The whole machlokas is based on that.